Welcome to part five of Peacemakers, where we've been looking at the 7 points to point us to solving the so-called dilemma of polarization that we see creeping across the world. And the first thing that we looked at was you have to be actually aware that there is such a thing as polarization, whether it's on political grounds, climate change, COVID, vaccines, religion, politics, etc. It doesn't really matter. But to make you aware, this is something that is escalating and taking place. And if so, how do we deal with it? So we then had to move to the next part, which was the problem. What is the actual problem itself? And we've been going through the different facets of the problem because it's multifaceted. There's no singular problem that we can point our finger to and say, oh, it's just this alone. It's just those right-wing people, or it's those left-wing liberals, or it's these anti-vaxxers, or these pro-vaxxers. No such thing. This is rooted in many different things, and it behooves us to know who the source of each individual thing is, and also collectively, so that we don't go down a rabbit hole of just misaligning ourselves, or attacking something that we shouldn't, or failing to resist something that we should. So the problem we looked at had many parts to it. And the first one, obviously, was about the reality of awareness. It was also part of end times prophecy, that these things are prophesied, are spoken of. And we went through that. And now it's time to look at the devil, his role in seizing the opportunity to divide, if not actually causing these things. So let us look at John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus said, you know, the thief comes to steal, rob, and destroy, but I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The thief comes to steal, to rob, and to destroy. So we know that the enemy works in a way that he's coming to destroy relationships with families. He's coming to steal our joy and rob from us the peace that Jesus left with us, and to cause divisions and rivalry and factions. And by the way, I'm only going to give you a few scriptures. I would suggest if you want to do a detailed discussion on how the devil divides and conquers, feel free to do so on your own. I'm simply just bringing up one of the sources of what we see taking place with polarization is attributed to the devil. And so he's seizing these opportunities. In James chapter 3, it says here, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by good conduct, that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Meekness of wisdom. If ever there was a time for us to be wise about evaluating things, whether you're evaluating who you should vote for, or you're evaluating whether you should take the vaccine or not take it, or you're evaluating whether COVID exists or it doesn't exist, or you're evaluating your relationship with someone, it doesn't matter. Don't focus on the individual thing. But who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Verse 14 says, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. Here we see the devil at work. Demonic. Bitter envy. There's the fruit that produces the venom that people are spewing against one another. Husband against a wife. Wife against a husband. You know, a man's enemy shall be that of his own household. Politicians divided. Anti-vax against pro-vaxxer. Of venom that people are bitterness in their heart. And it says this does not come from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Confusion. A lot of us are confused. What should I do? I don't know whether I should take this. I should take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine. I wonder if there is a plot to kill off black people. I wonder if, you know, I should vote for Donald Trump. I'm not sure. My pastor is telling me to do it. I wonder if Obama is the Antichrist. You know, I'm just citing the things that have just divided us for the longest time. Confusion. The devil brings doubt and confusion. So the source, a lot of this is coming from the devil himself. Verse 7 in chapter 4 says, therefore submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So in the context of this, it is clear who is responsible for a lot of this. And, you know, James 4, 2 says, where do wars and, sorry, James chapter 4, verse 1 to 2, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and you don't have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Now, obviously, that is a context about monetary stuff and asking. But if you see here wars, they come from your desires for pleasure, that war in your members. Well, I'll get back to my life, man. I want to do this, I want to do that. There's wars and fights that people have, and that is generated not from the Lord, but obviously generated from the devil, seeking to divide and conquer. There's many other scriptures that I could share on the devil as the source of demonic attacks on people, to divide them, to move them away, especially on believers themselves, to break up families, to break up relationships. It is a tactic. Peter said, do not be unwise to the schemes of the devil. He's like a roaring lion going around, prowling to seek whom he may devour. But don't be fooled. Don't be alarmed. Father, I just pray that we not focus on the devil. We focus on you, the Lord Jesus Christ. But let us not be unwise to the schemes of the devil. Let us have discernment and wisdom, the wisdom that comes from heaven. That is what we ask you for, Lord, as we seek to work through being peacemakers. In Jesus' name, amen.